It's Mark Caboli time, brought to you by Bet365. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Did you hang out with Snoop yesterday, Mark?
No, I was making sure my microphone's on because I've been struggling with that lately. I was hanging out with Elon. Me and him were exchanging numbers, exchanging bank accounts. He might have a little bit more cash than me.
Maybe. I don't know. I hear the Pat McAfee show pays pretty good.
Yeah.
I hear WWE's got some money to throw around.
Mm-hmm.
You were the two wealthiest guys in the stadium last night. You two and Dak.
Yeah. I think Dak was a little bit more talented. I'm watching him throw a pass right now. But you're a little bit too chipper today, Crowley.
Well,
some tells me that you got more sleep than me and Doran put together.
Perhaps. I mean, I heard that you were up until 4:30. I know Doran came right in here from pregame and slept on a couch. So I would say, yeah, I probably did get more sleep than you guys.
The callous couch.
The difference between me and Doran, though, is we're going to bring the energy no matter what. You need some uppers. Like, can we get my man a smelling salt?
Sleep. That will help. Zen. I'll be like Arthur Smith and say, sorry, I almost fell
out. I'll give you $40 if you put a lipper in right now.
I'll match it.
I don't even know what a lipper means. Whatever a lipper means.
$80 to put that zin in right now.
Who's going to clean up the vomit?
Callus.
If you puke, I'll give you $100.
Well, I do that on purpose.
The game made a lot of Steelers fans want to vomit last night. And I think it's quite obvious. Doran and I agree on this, Mark. That if Russell Wilson is cleared to go, Mike Tomlin's going with him against Vegas. Do you agree?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Justin Fields had his best outing of the season last night. He struggled. Honestly, I know you have been hammering the defense, but I think the offense's futility, Justin Fields' inability to hit some very important passes early in that game, the Darnell Washington throw. I mean, you can say what you want to say about Cam Hayward, Connor Hayward, but those passes have to be better than that. You make those big plays. I truly think the defense just got wore down, man. They had 76, 78 plays. Two of their last three drives resulted in 31 total plays as my phone goes crazy. So I think they just wore out because the offense wasn't able to sustain any long drives, and I mean especially how hurt they were too, and they were banged up, and the win in the how the Steelers want to win right now is defense, right? And you can't afford to have a defense out on the field for 70-80 plays. Of course they had something to do with that.
Sure. Third down bad, very bad.
I go back to your original point. I think Russell Wilson, I've been saying it since day one, gives you the better opportunities to win right now this year. And I still think that's true. Will he play against Vegas? Could be close. If not, I would say pretty doggone sure he would be playing against the Jets.
Well, if you were a betting man, would you bet that he's a full participant on Wednesday in practice?
He was pretty much that this week. It's the most he's practiced in a while, full participant. He looks fine. I don't know. I don't know if Tomlin wants to go down that route quite yet, because if you put Russell Wilson in, you're going to have to say that's your guy for the rest of the season, at least in my opinion. So the last thing you want to do is put him in, then all of a sudden another tweak happens, and here comes Justin Fields with absolutely zero confidence. So, I'm a little torn, because I think Russell's better for what they want to do and will provide them with a better opportunity to win. But in some regard, I do think Justin deserves another chance.
That's where Crowley's at.
You know, I think he does, but I don't think – I mean, you look at even last week and going back weeks, Justin Fields had a quarter and a half last week, maybe two quarters at the most of good ball. He's had six out of eight pretty bad quarters. And, you know, the first two and a half against the Chargers weren't good either.
Yeah, and he's had a fumble in every game.
And he's gotten extremely lucky with the fumbles that he hasn't been able to turn them over. He's been extremely lucky that at least one or two of those passes weren't intercepted every single game so far. So he's maybe living on borrowed time right now, and that's probably what they're looking at more than just the, you know, the X's and O's, the results of anything. They're looking at, okay, these are not good plays for us. We came out, it didn't hurt us because, you know, he recovered the fumbles. He dropped some interceptions, but eventually it will.
Doran brought up a really good point earlier in the show. We were having a conversation about Tomlin and his timeout usage, which I thought was just, I mean, every time.
You talking about the end?
Oh, my God. I thought all three timeouts, you could question whether or not you needed to take those timeouts.
I really probably disagree with you on the last one, but I can't really remember the first one.
Okay, so the first one, we can talk about the Tomlin element of it. To me, Doran brought up a really good point, the quarterback element of it. So you line up to do the quarterback sneak, and they basically have two nose tackles coming right on top of Zach Frazier, and Tomlin doesn't like the looks of it. He calls a timeout. They come out, then they have the read option. If Russell Wilson's the quarterback, does he just audible out of the quarterback sneak into a read option?
I think Dak did something to that effect, right?
Uh-huh.
He made a call at the line late. Somebody came in motion, and he flipped to a guy to the right, and it was a beautiful design play, but he checked into that. But yeah, I don't know how much he has the ability, wherewithal to be able to change plays, or the blessing.
Well, he even said that they can't, if a run play is called, we have to stick with a run play.
Yeah, but a lot of times it's a couple run plays. I mean, you could check or, you know, check with me.
Right, but he doesn't have the option to tap his helmet and say, okay, I'm throwing it back shoulder to my guy one-on-one single coverage. Ben used to do that all the time, and I realized Justin Fields ain't Ben.
Isn't that what we talked about? Kenny last year wasn't allowed to do that either?
Right, but Kenny's a second-year quarterback. Justin Fields, yes, first year with the offense. I understand all that. This is his fourth year in the NFL. I mean, pee or get off the pot, right?
Well, that's how it's been from the beginning. There,
I guess it's poop or get off the pot, because we're really not supposed to be sitting down. Anyhow, go ahead.
Okay, now you just totally confused me. I'm just like actually visualizing you sitting down.
I guess the question is, if Russ Wilson's the quarterback, do you think they allow him to have more autonomy at the line of scrimmage?
I mean, we got a guy that's been in the league 12 years, has a Super Bowl championship and borderline Hall of Famer. Of course they let him do it. I just don't think, and I've been saying it for a while now, they just don't fully trust Justin Fields right now at this point. And you saw it when they threw a 3rd-and-8 toss or whatever the heck it was to Shampkins. I mean, they don't trust him fully to be able to run this offense without making a mistake, and I think that's part of it as well, being able to check at the line. And I mean, I think going to Ohio State and playing in the NFL for 3 years, he has the ability to do that.
Exactly.
They if they don't want him to do that.
If they don't want him to do that, then we have our answer of if Russ is fully healthy this week, it's going to be Russ, and it always has been Russ. I believe that too.
Yeah. I mean, Justin was been able to mask a lot of things because he's been accurate those first 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
Yesterday, he was not accurate.
No, he was not.
There was a couple big plays or game-changing plays.
And you talk about that 3rd-and-8 toss. Never has it been more clear. You're playing to not make a mistake than that. And that might be the play that signifies who the quarterback's going to be next week. 3rd-and-8, instead of going out there trying to make a play, you run a toss.
And you wonder why Tomlin wasn't coming out and saying, Justin's our guy,
mm-hmm.
Justin's our guy.
Because
he had in the back of his mind something was going to happen, and he didn't want to explain himself back to where he was saying why now Justin is getting benched again. So, I mean, I'm still not sold that Tomlin's going to bench him right now, but he probably should.
When we come back, three guys in particular who I thought were really, really bad yesterday. We'll talk about all of them when we return. You give us a ring on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And if you got a question for Mark, you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
You know, we just wanted to kind of minimize his reps in an effort to get more productivity. You know, we just trying to rep manage in terms of the totality of the big picture. He wasn't less of a focal point in terms of our intentions of what we wanted to do offensively, but we did want to cut his reps a little bit in an effort to get higher quality play just in general.
Mike Tomlin talking about George Pickens. He played 34 out of 58 snaps. Comparison, Calvin Austin played 44 of the 58. That's 10 more. Van Jefferson played 47 of 58 snaps. Cam Hayward, who's 35, played 55 snaps. Mark Kabolian with us until 10 o'clock. We were trying to make heads or tails of this situation, and we've got some theories. I wonder where you come down on all this, Mark. Why did George Pickens play so little, and what the hell was Mike Tomlin even talking about there?
Well, let me add to that is last week he played 86% of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
He also played 68, 77, and 74% of the snaps before that. So the 59 number is kind of alarming. Mike Tomlin, I have no idea what in the world you're talking about. I mean, either he thinks we're stupid, which, you know, could be the truth, but my goodness, you think we're going to buy this one? That we're just trying to, you know, limit his reps, sort of like the 38-year-old defensive lineman just had his groins ripped off of his pelvis area. No, there's something going on here. I mean, I don't know what. I'll tell you what part of the game was very fascinating to me. I might have missed an entire quarter, but the binoculars on the bench watching George Pickens was very entertaining. And it reminds me of the time of I used to do that with Ben and AB when they would just totally ignore each other, the strangest thing ever. Then they would come back on a Wednesday and say, yeah, we're just friends. You guys are just making up stuff. No, I saw you not talking to the quarterback and the receiver at all. That's not the case. Terrible body language. Throwing helmets. And I'm not going to say specific names here, but he this one time, and I was just shocked, he went over, was not happy that he was probably not playing, sat on a bench next to a player. The player immediately got up, walked two benches to the right, and sat next to the punter.
Wow.
I was like, whoa. Could this be circumstantial? I don't know. I was like, darn. A little bit later, sat down, another guy got up, walked away.
Oh, brother.
I don't know. I mean, could be some circumstantial, okay. But whoa.
Okay, no, but this is reporting. This is good. So my question then would be, how long were you binocular gazing our guy?
Well, it was when you realized he was out for a series. Like,
yeah.
Where's George at? I mean, why isn't he out there? And I truly believe if you go back and look at the Colts tape, he was sort of, I won't want to say dogging it, but you could definitely tell when there was going to be a run play and when there was going to be a pass play by way George Pickens was lining up and coming off the ball. Maybe that has to – this is just pure speculation. But after 86% of the snaps, he goes down to 59. We're saying we're trying to, you know, limit his reps just so he can put more effort out. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, but something didn't smell right.
I have no idea. I mean, I really don't. Like, I mean, we talked about it, maybe personnel, but it has to be doghouse, something, some type of deal, right?
It has to. But on the flip side of this, if you go into him, I could see why George is upset. You know, quote the Seinfeld, George is getting upset. If I'm thinking I'm the number one guy, and I'm playing only 59% of the snaps with these rest of these guys around me of, what in the world are you doing here?
Yeah, I get that, but that's chicken and egg kind of deal, right? They obviously feel like he needed to play 59% of the snaps because of something he did, i.e. fumbling the game away in Indianapolis.
But you can see why he's upset, though. 59% of the snaps, I'm thinking,
no, what? Obviously he did something wrong.
Right. I mean, he also had a chance to make a crucial play in this game on a 3rd and 4. The ball goes right through his hands. That he was open. He got ball, doesn't make play. He was open, caught ball, trying to make a play, fumbles against Indianapolis. It's not that he's not getting opportunities. That's part of it at times. He's also not making good with some of his opportunities. And it's led your partner in crime, formerly.
Oh, man, you caught yourself.
I did catch myself. I almost screwed the hell out of that one. Diana Russini, when she listed some wide receivers that she heard or she thinks could be available at the deadline, and she's got George Pickens in there. Now, I would be surprised, but you can't rule anything out with this administration. Do you think that things are that bad?
No.
Okay.
I don't think it's to the point that they want to move him. Even if they do, somehow swap a Davante Adams. I'm not saying one for one, but he goes somewhere else and Davante comes here. No, I don't think that's the case whatsoever. I mean, they're just the thing with George is he was immature his first two years, but it really seemed like he turned the corner this year. He seemed like a different cat. But the bottom line is, you know, he knows darn well what it all boils down to. Boils down to less targets equals less receptions equals less touchdowns equals less money he can ask for next year.
Well, I'll tell you what's not going to happen.
That's what it is.
I'll tell you what's not going to help is all that and then acting like this.
Well, I mean, and it's not going to get better. How can you see it getting better against the Raiders after what he did in the last play, too? If he's in the doghouse and his reps are already down and you see that he's upset and he's dropping passes and he's not giving full effort and then he rips a guy's helmet off basically at the end of the game, how's it going to get better
that
next week?
Kind of ugly right there, huh?
I mean, how can in any possible world can it be better against the Raiders if he's already possibly in the doghouse?
Well, feed him the ball. If Russell's out there, feed him the ball, get him the ball, get him. I mean, he's not the only one. I mean, you had to get Antonio Brown. You had to get guys involved in the game early. It's just how the position seems to be working out. If you don't get them involved, they just disengage. That's what it seems like to me. But for Tomlin to explain it like he does, and who's, you know, normally pretty quick with the tongue, you know, of explaining it well, did not do a very good job. Right there.
No, I mean, not at all. That answer should have been a nothing to see here, and because of the way he answered it, he brought even more attention to it. I do keep watching George Pickens face mask Jordan Lewis, and I wish this had happened and they won the game because I really want to laugh. But you lose and you're playing 59% of the snaps and a 3rd-and-4 ball goes through your hands. It just, you can't do that, man. And then Jordan Lewis coming down the tunnel after the game. This got picked up by a media outlet. I'd like to give them credit. You'll see it on Twitter. Jordan Lewis said, Pittsburgh needs a receiver. Pickens weak. Second week in a row, a player got called out after the game. Last week, it was Najee Harris, who stunk in this game.
Who flipped the bird.
We're going to get to him coming up next.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Najee and this offense running the football.
I like talking about George.
If there's more meat on the George
phone. Did he end up taking that off of his face or no?
Oh, you had the binoculars, man.
Well, I can't see it that far. It was the TV copy there, man. Apparently, he's not always blank and open. Or he'd be getting the ball more.
So I did want to ask about that, actually. Is that more of a, like, I'm a cool guy and I'm always bleeping open, or is that passive-aggressive at the quarterback?
I don't know what it's going to be, but I know he's going to get fined at least twice next week.
You're not allowed to have that on the eye black?
Remember?
You can't have the F word.
No, not that. Hey, we got in trouble for putting iron and head on it for his dad. Plus, that last play of the game, he's going to get fined at, so he's going to lose some cash. A lot of guys getting fined here tomorrow or this week, but
not good.
I mean, if you're a coach, don't you look and say, take that off. Just take it off.
Yeah, what are we
Maybe
doing?
He did. I didn't see it at the end. Maybe he did. I don't know, but it was on there at some point.
All right, we'll talk about Najee Harris coming up next. Did the binoculars make their way to 22 in this game?
22? Oh, I was thinking you were talking about all 22. I'm like, what are you talking about? 22. 22 didn't have many holes, but 22 didn't help himself out either.
That's right, and we'll get to him when we come back. Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely frustrating, but it's just ourselves, to be honest with you.
Justin Fields talking about slow starts. How about this running game? Fields at another point asked about offensive identity, and I'm paraphrasing here, said, yeah, we got an offensive identity.
No, we don't. Yes, we do. No, we don't. Yes, we do. No, we don't. Yes, we do.
I know what they want to do. I know what they want to be. They want to be able to run the ball. That's why they dress 100 tight ends a game. That's why they play 4 tight ends at a time. They can't run the ball right now. And Najee Harris, guys, he gets called out last week, and I thought this would be his get-right game. You're playing a bad Dallas Cowboys rush defense, and oh, by the by, they're without their top 2 defenders. Then one of the backups to DeMarcus Lawrence, he's out, and you still can't run the ball. What's going on here? And do you expect Warren and or CP to be back this week? And if that's the case, this is a three-part question, I guess.
I already forgot part one and two.
But. Well, okay, so if these guys are healthy, are they, A? And B, will they cut into the playing time of Najee? Because he ain't got it.
I don't think they are healthy. I mean, both of those guys were a pretty severe limp. I know you can get better quickly, but I would imagine they would be out another week. I guess we'll let their participation be our guide this week. But, yeah, I think if they do, you have to. I mean, we've seen it again last night, 3 yards per carry. His biggest plays were out of the backfield, although Justin did miss him on a wide-open wheel route that would have been a touchdown because nobody was within 20 yards of him. So maybe that changes it a little bit. But, yeah, they're just not running the ball well. This defensive line defense was missing their best two players. You would think that that would promote better running, and it just didn't happen. I guess the offensive line has something to do with it, blame, but Najee is just – the constant has been him. It just hasn't. Maybe it is a bad fit. Maybe the outside zone just does not work for him. It doesn't look like it does. If that's the case, don't you do – I mean, you know Dorian. I mean, you know Arthur Smith more than anybody. Would he be willing to say, okay, my outside zone stuff just not working with him. Let's do some more gaps, some more powers. I mean, can he do that? Will he do that?
Absolutely not. I mean, Najee's Najee. He's been the same back since he's gotten to the league. Like, I mean, and the older you get, the slower you get. I mean, it's not like he's gotten better. Like, why would you change the way you do things for somebody who is what he is? Like, it's not like you're not like last week the Kansas City Chiefs were like, hey, we need to start targeting Travis Kelce. Maybe because he's the best tight end to ever live. We haven't targeted him in the first three games, and we need to change the way we do things. Like, he's not that type of player, so you're not going
to
change
your
offense.
But wouldn't you want to be able to adapt to what he's good at?
No, you play
at
the other guys.
At this point right now, when you have nobody else to turn to.
I mean, I thought it was really telling when they started to drive at the one-yard line, and it's Shamklin in there. Or Shamklin, whatever the hell his name is.
Harvard.
I mean, how That to me.
Yeah, that's a good – like, think about that.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. A guy that just, you know, what, had one carry in his career, like, a couple of years before that.
And now you're in the shadow of your own goal line.
And you're not in there?
And you know you're going to run it. And it's not Najee in there. It's a guy that is – let's face it. When everyone else gets healthy, he's not going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. And you're handing the ball to him?
Hey, even the guy they pulled off the practice squad, Ward, had 2 carries for 9 yards. And he was in there at times like, what is he doing in there? They obviously need Jalen back. I never realized how much he really did mean to it. Maybe it helps out Najee by cutting those reps in half and having, you know, a little bit of a different style. Cordero, same thing. But I think when he comes back, you got to split it up in some – you just can't keep giving it to him like this because it's not working.
No, it's not working, not by a long shot. And I really did think, hey, you're – you get called out. You get called soft. And then you're going up against a defense that I've heard a lot of people call soft. Mm. And you have, what, 14 carries?
And he thought it was
for
funny.
43 yards?
He thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Have you heard what he was talking about on Thursday? He said, I laughed at that when he said, who was that, Zaire?
Yeah, Alexander. Who's laughing now? When you got, Justin Fields was a factor in the running game early, too, and we saw with the zone rate. That should only help Najee Harris be effective. And still, 14 carries for 42 yards. Guys, he had a long run of 6.
Yeah.
He had a long run of 6. Yeah. The second Warren's back and healthy, the second CP's back and healthy. Najee Harris, you're my third running back until they give me a reason to play you. They're not financially tied to this guy anymore. There's no reason to play him as much as they're going to play him if the other guys are healthy because he just doesn't have it. And it's not a fit, and he's been a decent back for them for a couple of years. But when you don't pick up the fifth-year option, what's the point?
And the issue will be, even if you do bring Russell in and think he'll be the savior, you still need to have some threat of running the ball
yes.
to be able to get play action and what you really want to do, that ultimate plan of how you want to see this offense run. You have to have some success running the ball. I mean, I'm not totally saying that the offensive line's not at fault as well. I mean, you saw at times – it's like Sam Mollo's getting run over, but hey, okay. It's his first game back. Okay.
That's the biggest argument I could understand for, hey, Justin needs to play again, is that this line if Russell Wilson's not fully 100% to protect himself. Now, you would think he'd get the ball out quicker,
yeah,
and he's going to have the opportunity to change protections, or you and I have talked about that, but I don't like the idea of him not being fully mobile back there behind this line right now.
It might be something good, you know, three steps on target.
And that's when they had their most success this game, was after Kyle Allen completed that pass. Boom, hurry up, quick, tempo, quick, bang, quick. Bang, 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 bang. Mm-hmm. Speaking of bang,
bang. I'll figure it out.
That's right.
I'll figure it out.
They got to do something with the slot corner. We'll talk about that coming up next. And the Elandon Roberts play would go down in history as one of the great regular season defensive plays that we've seen in a long time, based on opponent, based on time. They couldn't fall on the ball. We'll hit on that before we hand things over to Starkey. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Whoa.
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 Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I scratched it out, couldn't read it. That's what happened.
Yeah,
there.
You've never said that before, that you needed to read it.
Someone texted in, keep talking about George Pickens. That's not what lost the bleeping game. The game was there to be won, and the defense blew it. Yeah, we talked about that earlier. How about big picture? Big picture, George Pickens is much more of a topic than the defense. I think the defense deserves a ton of scorn for the way that this game was lost. Beanie Bishop was awful. They gave up 450 yards. They give up a 90-yard touchdown drive and then a 70-yard touchdown drive to lose the game. Sure, yeah, absolutely. You got to be critical of the defense. But Starkey just came in, and we talked about this earlier. Right now, today, George Pickens, $30 million wide receiver?
No.
$20 million wide receiver?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so. So that's why we're talking about it, because it's a bigger deal overall than the defense coughing it up for one game.
Najee Harris was the leading receiver.
Yep.
I think you have to ask yourself, I mean,
yes,
to defend George a little bit here, if you put him in situations with a top-level quarterback, where does those numbers go? Do they go?
But
are they number one type numbers if you're putting him up there with
a true number one receiver? I'm gets his number. I mean, look at what Andre Johnson had, Matt Schaub.
Yeah, Matt Schaub and Justin Fields are...
I'm just saying, like, I mean, number one receiver, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
I'm just trying to think here. I only want to say Patrick Mahomes.
Look at what Sam Darnold's doing right now.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is on the decline of his career, don't you say? And he somehow got Garrett Wilson involved with 22 targets and 160 yards. If you have a quarterback, does that – is he capable of putting up those type of numbers if he had the right people around
him? He put good numbers up with Mason Rudolph last year, but all it takes is – we're seeing it here. He put up yards and numbers in the last game. All it takes is one game. One. That's it. And bang. And now they have to decline his snap count because he's out there loafing it? Like, what? You can put up numbers. One bad game, first sign of trouble, our guy runs away with his tail between his legs? Nah, that's not number one stuff. Like, wide receivers complain. This we know. They don't all go in the tank. And that's what I'm seeing with George Pickens right now. One guy I feel bad for in this game, Elandon Roberts. The only guy I feel bad for. He made a Troy Polamalu-esque play. He was in the air for 6 minutes.
Six?
6 minutes. He's in the air. Bang! Helmet right on the ball. That's an all-time classic Steelers-Cowboys regular season's moment. No one could jump on the ball. Did you want to say something, Starkey?
How about this timeout debacle? I didn't sleep and I had lots of coffee in me. What is he doing?
What is he doing, Cabali? You're sitting over there.
Which timeout?
Which part?
All three.
12 men on the field, waste a timeout. Timeout before 4th and 1 because we need the perfect play. Timeout when he has 10 they could have had a 10-second runoff. No, thanks. I don't need that timeout, but I'll call it on the next play. And then I read a quote from the Cowboys today, Todd Archer, who was on with us last week, saying he used Tomlin's timeout to get a better personnel, not Todd Archer, McCarthy, to get better personnel on the field. And then they win the game, and they have no timeouts left. You played for Belichick. Did he ever have the final possession with no timeouts? Should have left one in his hip pocket.
The best part of that whole rant was he said that in one sentence.
I know, he passed
one
out.
Breath.
He just passed out. There's no oxygen going to Starkey's brain anymore.
Joe,
the first one was bad too.
Yes.
It's fourth in a foot.
Right.
And you're not going to, and Doran brought this up, you're not going to let your quarterback check into the read option?
Exactly.
And how about, you don't even need to check out of anything. Just have him push your ass. seems to work in Philly already worked earlier.
How many times did Belichick, in your time there, have the ball needing a field? All they need is a Boz can hit it from 60
and
have no timeouts left.
And you're trying to say that you don't want one timeout when Justin Fields, on that last play where he threw it across the middle and was knocked down, could use his legs to run, call a timeout, throw a quick play, get in a field goal range, which is probably 15 yards away after he ran it, and then you tie the game. Like, that's where I was at.
Yes. Here, Mike, have a timeout. No, thanks.
No,
I really thought the one from last week carried over.
Hey, I don't have a problem with the final timeout. I really don't. Because I think
there's only so many defenses you can run whenever you're on the 1 yard line.
But they were seeing what they put out there. I thought, you know what? There's going to be 20 seconds left in this game. If we don't stop him right now, we have a chance to win right now. That's what I.
So that's what
I'm saying. That that one I can understand.
And they get to see what you're doing too, by the way. And then they got to adjust their personnel grouping. You did them a favor.
But I can understand that one. The other two, okay, but that one at least it makes a little bit of sense.
It's one of the dumbest timeouts ever. Just overall, in general, we wanted to see what they were going to do, and then we're going to call a timeout as if they're going to run the exact same freaking formation.
Right.
That never never once in the history of football do they run a group out there, you see the formation, you call a timeout, and it's like, oh, they're doing the same motion, they got the same. It never happens.
They wanted to unleash Jeremiah Moon on the final play. How about no blitz, Doran?
Yeah.
No blitz? Just let him stand back there and pick you apart like he did all night?
Yeah. Well, yeah, what happened to the old rub route there? They would have called Van Jefferson on it, right?
My guy, Beanie Bishop, out to lunch on that play.
Yes.
And all night long. Sarkey, we've cut into your time, but I feel less bad about it because you've cut into your own time.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right, we hand things off to Starkey. Actually, we're going to run a toss to Starkey on 3rd and 8 yes. right now. And Pompeiani just walks in.
I was a substitute teacher, too, just like Shimplin. Shimplin. I was a substitute teacher also. Did you know
at
that,
Harvard?
Crowley?
Did you know that 24 Silverado 1500s, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial, full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com, today high of 64. You think their show might be fired up?
Let's run a pitch out to a substitute teacher on 3rd and 8.
I think Starkey's going to go bottle rocket on this show. He's going to spend himself in the first 20 minutes, and it's going to be all Bob from there on out. Starkey, Bob, next. Would you shut up?